One chocolate truffle had changed her destiny. Indeed, it was one of Selena's best, a silky cocoa powder dusted truffle filled with raspberry infused dark chocolate ganache and enrobed with a couverture, a layer of rich chocolate that melted optimally with the warmth of the body. After she had offered one to a weary, dark-haired soldier who had just returned from the European front, he introduced himself as Tony Savoia, an Italian immigrant whose family had owned and operated Cioccolata Savoia before war rationing had made sugar difficult to obtain. The truffle had restored light to his eyes. Though she knew little else of the charming, impetuous man who wooed her with murmurs of love, they married within a few months.
"That's right. Cioccolata Savoia in Naples, Italy," Selena said to the international operator, trying to keep the crack of emotion out of her voice.
She repeated the foreign telephone number to the world-renowned chocolate company and hung up. The operator would call back when the connection was ready. A telegram wouldn't do, not for this type of news. Anxious to reach Tony's father, Selena had waited until midnight to place a call to his company. She perched on a little wooden chair in the narrow hallway of the tiny apartment near Union Square, poised to answer quickly to keep the trilling ring from waking her young son. Turning up the collar of her flannel robe against the chill night air that bathed her neck, she clutched a piece of notepaper and gazed out the living room window at the city lights that lined the sloping hillside street as it fell toward the bay. The brightly lit sign of Ghirardelli, the chocolaterie that had been serving up chocolate for the past 100 years in San Francisco, illuminated the Golden Gate Strait. How many times had she gazed at that sign, a beacon of what she too might achieve with hard work? Yet now, her future seemed as foggy as the mist hovering over the city. Months ago, Selena had written to her husband's family in Italy, notifying them, as she felt she should, regardless of Tony's strained relationship with his parents. Just as he'd warned her, they had never replied. Had they even received her letter? She felt a duty to inform them, as well as reaching out on behalf of little Marco, her son and their grandchild, even though Tony had always forbidden contact with them. That had been his only rule. She drew a trembling hand across her forehead. 6 months. How could that be? Every day since then had been an exercise in suppressing her grief to get through the day. She felt adrift without her husband, without a real home or family. Through the open window, foghorns bleated in the distance as if to signal danger in the murky depths of her memories. A second letter she'd sent to Tony's parents had also been returned to her just last week. Invalid address. Undeliverable. She'd even wondered if his parents were still living, though she knew his family's company had resumed operations in Italy after the war. Among connoisseurs of chocolate, Cioccolata Savoia was famous. From Torino to Amalfi, experts lauded the family's legendary chocolatiers for fusing the smooth, delicate flavor of Criollo chocolate with Sorrentino and Amalfitano lemons. Chocolate aficionados around the world had celebrated the reopening. When the telephone jangled on the wall, Selena snatched the receiver. "Hello?" The telephone line clicked.
"Who is this?" an angry male voice demanded. "Who is calling this time of night?"
She considered herself lucky to have a telephone line at all, though she had to share a party line. Hearing her son whimpering, she cupped her hand around her mouth and the receiver, shielding the noise.
"Mr. Albertson, this is Mrs. Savoia," she said, lowering her voice. "I'm sorry, but I have to place a call to Italy."
His wife chatted on the phone so much that Selena could hardly get a call through when she needed to.
"Please go back to bed."
"Can't do that during daylight hours? Some of us have to sleep."
Mr. Albertson muttered something else Selena chose to ignore. If Tony had been around, he would have leapt to her defense. At the moment, an argument wasn't worth it.